This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A bill requiring House Ways and Means and Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committees to get together and find fixes for the state's tax credit system advanced Thursday.
They'll take the first bite at the apple and come out with a recommendation as to whether or not we will continue those tax credits, revise them, sunset, or repeal them. That's a determination that will actually be made and will be brought back to this body.
Shreveport Representative Roy Burrell is the bill's author. Kenner Representative Julie Stokes asks for more details.
Are the deductions for excess itemized and stuff like that in here?
Just credits.
Credits. And is it refundable and non-refundable, transferable and non-transferable?
All credits.
So why are we picking on one particular class of exemptions?
We have to start somewhere.
Monroe Representative Jay Morris, noting there have been numerous studies done previously, asked why this should have a different result.
Are you familiar with Dr. Richardson's study?
Yeah, what have we done with it?
And we didn't do anything with it.
Right.
How is your bill going to really have any effect, considering what we've already studied and we've already had recommendations and the bill's on the floor? And then people don't vote for it.
Burrell said the difference is that this joint committee is being required to create legislation to fix the cracked and broken tax credits that are draining off revenue.
If we're going to ever address the structural issues that we have in our budget, I think now is the time to do it. And I think you have the courage to do it. So let's just fix it.
The House agreed, sending the bill to the Senate on a 68-21 vote. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.